Buenos dias from Gracias. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 24th of July, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Start this week with news from the central government's opposition, Partido Popular, or PP. On Friday the 18th, the national police found out that Cristóbal Montoro, PP's former finance minister, was connected to a multi-million euro fraud scandal. Montoro is accused of forming a group linked to the finance ministry that accepted 11 million euros in bribes from gas and energy firms between 2008 to 2015. In exchange for favorable policy changes. Montoro is also accused of illegally accessing confidential tax records of politicians, journalists, and celebrities, including tennis champion Rafael Nadal. This complicates the holier-than-thou anti-corruption stance of Alberto Feijó, the PP leader, and accusations towards President Pedro Sánchez. Speaking of Sanchez, on Monday the 21st, Spanish president urged Latin American leaders to confront the rise of extremism during the Democracia Siempre forum hosted by Gabriel Boric, Chile's president. He warned that democracy faces a growing threat, called on progressive leaders to take proactive steps to defend democratic values, proposing stronger institutions, reduced inequality, and action against disinformation. Leaders, including Brazil's President Lula da Silva and Colombia's Gustavo Petro, echoed Sanchez's concerns. Sanchez also announced that Spain will host the next version in 2026. From defending democracy to discussing migration, on Tuesday the 22nd, Sanchez followed his visit to Chile with a trip to Mauritania. President's visit to the country's capital, Nouakchott, Sanchez offered a 200 million euro aid package to deepen Spain's partnership with Mauritania on migration development. This was Sanchez's third visit in 18 months, reflecting significantly stronger ties with the country. The funding supports Spanish investments in Mauritania, particularly green energy, and accompanies a trial of a circular migration scheme enabling Mauritanian workers to take seasonal jobs in Spain under strict return conditions. On Monday the 21st, the Spanish government approved a draft law to declassify state secrets from Franco's dictatorship and the transition era, fulfilling a promise by President Pedro Sanchez to Basque National Party leader Aitor Esteban. New law will automatically declassify documents older than 45 years, including those from before 1981, an important year because of the failed military coup attempt and that threatened Spain's young democracy after decades of dictatorship. The new law will essentially make the documents available to the public. The law replaces the outdated 1968 Official Secrets Act and introduces four classification levels aligned with NATO and EU standards. A bunch of information has been withheld since former dictator Francisco Franco passed in 1975, and this new law will bring to light a bunch of lost data. According to a recent report by news outlet Reuters, gas demands have risen due to increased reliance on gas-fired power plants following Spain's major blackout on the 28th of April. According to gas grid operator Enagas, the first half of 2025 national gas consumption rose just under 6% compared to the same period in 2024, driven by around 40% increase in gas used for electricity generation. Conventional plants have played a greater role in stabilizing the power grid as renewables like wind and solar offer less voltage control. Up next, on Thursday the 17th, a large wildfire tore through the Mentrida area in central Spain's Castilla-La Mancha region, sending a large cloud of smoke over the capital. Fire began on Thursday afternoon and quickly spread. Over 95 firefighters and aerial units battled the flames, while the Civil Guard evacuated dozens of residents. By Friday morning, officials reported that 95% of the fire was contained and roads reopened as conditions improved. On to some traffic news. At the National Congress held on Tuesday the 22nd, Spanish traffic authorities proposed a rule to ban solo driving by requiring a minimum of two people per car. The initiative aims to ease traffic congestion and lower environmental impact. Test has been proposed in some major cities. If successful, could extend to other regions, including Balearic Islands, where traffic surges during the tourist season. Authorities in Ibiza and Formentera on the southeast of the mainland already charge non-residents €1 per day to drive and apply time limits and access controls. Mallorca plans to introduce similar restrictions with proposed fees ranging between 35 and 150 euros. Measures are part of a broader push for sustainable mobility, encouraging carpooling, public transport, and eco-friendly travel options. Now for an update from a previous episode. On Thursday the 24th, Spain's state-owned airport management company, AENA, began to enforce a ban on homeless individuals from sleeping at Barajas Airport in Madrid. Around 100 people are currently using the terminal to sleep overnight and will now be guided by municipal social workers to a new reception center opened by the Madrid City Council. The Pinar de San José Temporary Reception Center can accommodate 150 people and offers overnight shelter, meals, hygiene facilities, laundry, and public transport cards. However, only individuals with a proven link to Madrid, such as registration in the city or prior involvement in social services, will qualify. The city initially resisted responsibility for its homeless population at the airport, but now says it's meeting its social obligations by providing structured assistance. In the public eye, Noelia Nunez, the PP's Deputy Secretary for Mobilization and Digital Challenge, has recently been thrust into the spotlight following a viral interview she did back in March, where she challenged stereotypes about PP and defended her role as its youngest national executive at 32. As Deputy Secretary, Nunez has drawn attention for her unconventional profile within the PP, including her tattoos, practicing Catholic faith, and self-described critical feminist position. Interview, she pushed back against criticism over her lack of private sector experience and accused former minister José Luis Ábalos of sexism after he politically questioned her credentials. Pepe, working hard on generational shift away from the ABC newspaper readers. Travel news, hotel and property booking site Booking.com has removed over 4,000 holiday rental listings, mainly from the Canary Islands. Pablo Bustinduy, the Minister of Social Rights, Consumption, and the 2030 agenda has previously criticized the unchecked growth of tourist rentals, blaming it for exacerbating Spain's housing crisis in tourist-heavy areas. The move follows a similar decision by the Madrid High Court, which upheld the removal of 5,800 Airbnb listings. This week, the ministry praised Booking.com's cooperation in ensuring compliance with regional and national regulations. In sports, on Wednesday the 23rd, the women's football team booked their place in the Euro 2025 final after superstar Aitana Bonmatí's extra time strike secured a dramatic 1-0 win over Germany. Sunday the 27th, Spain will face England, their opponents from the 2023 World Cup final, in what promises to be a compelling match. Back in early July, news outlet Catalan News released an article spotlighting Barcelona-based duo Xicranda, formed by bandmates Guillermo Pallaró and Martí Santacana, who are reviving a traditional Spanish genre of habaneras with their debut album, Al Mestre Roglan, or To Master Roglan. The album features unreleased songs by composer Josep M. Roglan, discovered after his death and reimagined by Barcelona duo Xicranda. Rooted in the habaneras tradition, the album includes nostalgic Catalan songs with Cuban rhythms, offering a fresh take on maritime melodies and love. Finally, want a new hiking spot? On Tuesday the 22nd, the Parque Nacional Ordesa y Monte Perdido in Huesca, northern Spain, was crowned the best national park in Europe by Igloo Cruise and Time Out, based on TripAdvisor data. Nested in the Pyrenees near the France-Spain border, the park spans 156 kilometers, around 97 miles of rugged mountains, turquoise lakes, stunning waterfalls. Nature lovers flock to the park for hiking, rafting, canoeing, camping, and climbing. Park also boasts a mighty Monte Perdido, the Pyrenees' third highest peak. Check out this gorgeous national park if you can. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Hasta la próxima.